Hey, welcome back. Today we're going to talk about Instagram just a little bit. We're going to start off by keeping it easy, you might say, not too difficult. So if you're an experienced Instagram user, this podcast might not be for you. But if you're just figuring it out, you have a small business and you want to get on Instagram, this will be perfect. So let's talk about the history of Instagram for a second here. Just so that you know, it was written in 2010. And on the first day that it went public, that you could download the app, it already got 25,000 users in the first day. But within 2 years, it was so popular that Facebook bought Instagram for $1 billion. So if you're using Instagram, just know that it's actually owned by Facebook. Now, Instagram, as you probably know, is photo-centric. That means it's all about images. It's available on all platforms, whether you be iPhone or Android or whatever. And it's the second most downloaded app in the Apple Store. Second to, you'll never guess, YouTube. Now, as far as the number of users, it's actually still second to Facebook. But there are more than 1 billion users every month on Instagram, and 14 million Canadians use Instagram. If you want to have international appeal in your ads, just keep in mind that the most popular countries that use Instagram are United States, India, and Brazil. Now, for demographics, getting a little bit deeper on Instagram, more people use Instagram in large urban areas or cities, followed by suburban and then, of course, rural. And Instagram is female-centric. They say that 52% of Instagram users are women. Now, as far as age demographics go, the largest group of people that use Instagram are 18 to 24 years old, followed obviously by 25 to 30 and then 30 to 49. So it is skewed a little bit younger, but it's not exactly the same demo I think you'll find as maybe Snapchat or TikTok, and we can get into that later. But it is on the younger side. Young adults tend to use Instagram. So if that's your focus for your business, it's perfect. 90% of users on Instagram follow a business account, and we're going to talk about making your account a business account in just a tiny bit. 50% of users use Instagram stories, and they're a great way to advertise your business as well. And I always say that when you're doing online marketing, a really good idea is to find some other people who do it well and follow them, or save some of their ads so that you get ideas for your own business. Some of the most popular people on Instagram are people like Ronaldo, The Rock, Ariana Grande, Beyonce, you know, typical celebrities, but they do a very, very good job. So if you follow any people like that and you take a look at their posts, you get some really good ideas. All right, so if you're serious about Instagram and marketing your business on that platform, one thing I would suggest is actually go to the Instagram website and do some reading on business accounts. One of the videos that they had on their site that I thought was really helpful was about three principles of advertising on Instagram. I'll play that audio for you right now.
Creating ads for Instagram can be easy. And with such a diverse audience, a variety of creative approaches work. Follow these tried and true creative principles that will help your ads flourish. One, include your logo, colors, or products to make ads distinct. 2. Tell a story that supports your business goal. 3. Use well-crafted creative to amplify results. Focus on these three principles and people will start to notice your ads, helping you grow your business.
Pretty obvious, right? All right. So if you want to make an Instagram account, if you don't have one already, create an account and then go into settings, click on account, and then tap switch to business account, because you actually need a business account on Instagram in order to promote your posts to other people. And this is what's cool about Instagram business accounts, okay? So once your account is a business account, you get real-time metrics on how your stories and promoted posts perform throughout the day. So you can actually see how well they've done. They give you insights into your followers and how they interact with your posts and stories. So you see which ones do better, and you see profiles of who's actually engaging with your posts. Now, insights, if you make a business account, let's say you already had an Instagram account, but you convert it to business, and then you go to insights, it's usually on the drop-down menu in the top right corner. At first, they're going to be blank, but viewer data will begin appearing after you've converted your account to a business and you start posting. So they actually start taking data once it's a business account. So don't be freaked out if you go to look at metrics and there's nothing there at first. Another cool thing is that you can also see when your followers are most active online. And these are often the best times to post, of course. Once you're a business account, you can add information about your company, like your hours, location, and phone numbers. Now, finally, if you have an Instagram business account, your question is, how do I make an ad and actually reach the right demographic, the right prospects that I want to come into my business? Well, what you do is you post a picture or an image first, okay? You make the ad itself. Once it's posted, you go to that picture, and on the bottom right-hand corner, you'll see a little button that says promote. So click on that and essentially follow the steps. We'll get into that a little bit deeper on a following podcast because I don't have a ton of time here, but that's basically how it works. And keep in mind that when you post on Instagram, you can also send your post to Facebook and Twitter and a few other digital media streams as well that I don't really get into, like Tumblr, that sort of thing. I would suggest if you're serious about this and you want to do it for yourself, go to the Instagram website right online and type in getting started. Spend an evening, take a deep dive. It's really not that complicated. It just takes a little bit of effort to get the basics. All right, I'll leave you by playing one more video from the Instagram.com website. This one is titled Getting Creative, and it just gives you a couple easy ideas. If you're into this stuff at all, it's probably pretty obvious. But if you're not, there are some great tips here. Thanks so much for listening.
A great photo makes a great ad. Take quality photos with your mobile phone using good lighting. Sweeten your shots with apps like Layout, Boomerang, or Hyperlapse. Or borrow photos from other platforms like Facebook. Use a carousel ad to tell a richer story with 3 to 5 photos or videos in one ad. Make your first frame stand out so people swipe through. You can shoot a panoramic image and crop it into multiple photos. Or share a blend of shots that work together to represent your brand. Get creative and craft the ad you want to see.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Small Business Marketing Podcast. To hear all of our episodes and to keep up to speed with small business marketing, please make sure that you hit subscribe to this podcast. And to reach me directly, just email michael@distinctmedia.ca or follow me on social media @_distinctmedia. And finally, if you're struggling with this online marketing stuff and you just need more help, there's plenty of resources on my website, distinctmedia.ca. Cheers.